there, it's Joy. Thanks for joining me today. Right now, it's a Saturday night, and I've gone through the day pretty much with the weight of the world on my shoulders, knowing we're entering into a difficult time, and I have a kid going away to college, you know. And I kind of know what's about to go down, or I've been warned, let me put it that way. But I'm letting them go anyway. So, he knows what the warnings are. I know what the warnings are. And I'm going to send them out there. And I just told him, be a light to the other students. So maybe you can pray with them if they need prayer when this thing pops off. So I want to continue today talking about the anointing. These podcasts really seem like therapy for me. I hope you're getting as much out of this as I am. I'm preaching to myself, but I notice when I go looking for content, I get sucked into the rabbit hole of YouTube and Instagram. And at the end of the day, there's nothing really there that will lift me up but my Bible and my personal time with God. Y'all hear me? You gotta get your personal time with God in. So today I want to continue talking about the anointing. Now, I read from Acts 10, verse 38 in my last podcast, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. And yeah, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, I'm going to read from Luke 4. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, that Bible verse talks about how the Spirit of the Lord, how Jesus was saying the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Well, Jesus wants to anoint us too. And we should be able to quote this verse and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, I don't have the verses in front of me right now about God pouring, well, Joel, God said he's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. That's the anointing, okay? So, let's talk about being anointed. Right now, let's just take it as a fact that the Holy Spirit wants to anoint us. And I will have to prove that to you in another podcast. But let me talk about the anointed life. You heard of the salt life. You heard of all, you know, people talk about this, the blessed life. Let's talk about the anointed life. The anointed life will have you on the run. It will have you on the run, people. When God's power is on you, you look all lit up in the sky like a big old star. And guess what? Satan is coming for you. He's coming a gunning for you. Personally, I get attacked a lot. The average person could not hold up under the attacks that I have to take on a daily basis. Does that make me a better person? No. But it makes me a Galatians 2:20 person. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. When you are anointed, you go through multiple crucifixions. Y'all ain't trying to hear that. I know you're not trying to hear that. You want to look at this anointed life like you Joel Osteen. Now, we really don't know what he goes through. We know he gets lambasted in social media. People talk about Joel Osteen all the time. But you don't know what he's going through. You don't know what it takes for him to walk out on that stage and not feel like it. I think the average person who does anything in the limelight, in the public eye, even on social media, it's something in you that says, I got to do this no matter how I feel. I don't know how pastors do it. I don't know how counselors do it. Any public speakers, I don't know how they do it. But when you are anointed, the enemy puts a bounty on your head. Sometimes you have to run like Elijah. He said, it's not going to rain for 3 years. Jezebel came after Elijah, and he was on the run. Okay, let's talk about David. Oh yeah, remember David, little David, playing his harp in the field, keeping the sheep, and then who comes a knocking? The prophet. Forgot his name. The prophet came knocking and anointed David king and took off. And here you go. All his brothers looking at him like, what's up with him? Why is he so special? Next thing you know, David kills Goliath and ends up working for the king. And then the king realizes, wait a minute. First, the king was all excited. I'm sorry, wait a minute, I did it wrong. In reverse. David started playing the harp for the king, right? And I can't remember what he did before that. But he got into the king's palace and then killed Goliath, then became a hero, pushed into renowned acclaim. And now he's got a bounty on his head. The devil is after him through the king. The king threw a javelin at the man, okay? At the boy. He was just a boy. He threw a javelin at him. Come on now. Anyway, we know the story. David ended up, after he killed Goliath, he got the king's daughter hand in marriage. But he still ended up running. He ended up leaving. And that king chased him. Killed multiple people to try to get to David. He killed a priest. And a whole town of priests. I mean, that devil was after the anointing. He wanted to take David out. And not to lunch. He wanted to kill him. King Saul was trying to kill him. When you are anointed, you're like glowing. You can't hide. The devil sees you. Okay? He sees you and he's coming after you. And you wonder, why am I under attack? Why am I ostracized? Why don't people want to be around me? They can see all that light gleaming from you like a glowworm. Like a big flashlight in the dark. That's how you look. And light and dark don't mix. So, you understand. That's why you're going to be attacked so much. Because you are an enemy of the devil, of Satan's kingdom. So, back to me. It takes a lot to stay in position and sustain attacks. It takes a lot. So, but that crucifixion process, dying to self, dying to my own desires, I'm decreasing. And when I decrease, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, can increase in my life. Being anointed will make you popular for a minute, like David. All the people were shouting, Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. All the people were shouting, David was popular, but that popularity didn't do him any good. When Saul's army start chasing David down. Now, he was still popular, but with all the destitute people, all the people who were in debt, all the people who were depressed, oppressed, broke. He got an army full of misfits. And I guess he taught them how to war and developed a nice little army, got some weapons. But he was on the run. He was on the run, y'all, until Saul ended up dead. And then he became king. But David was on his A game when he was being chased, okay? He was praying. He was ministering to other people. All while he's on the run now. All while he's running. Sounds like my life. So, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why God hasn't taken you out of the fire. It's because he wants that anointing on your life to be hot. Hot, hot, hot. And in order for his anointing to increase in your life, you have to decrease. I have to decrease. That's why I have stayed in position. And not everybody's going to respect you for that. People will look down on you and say, why haven't you left? What's wrong with you? And you're like, well, God hasn't told me to leave. But so many people just run. They run, okay? But you end up going from place to place to place to place to place to place to place. Because the same devil that attacks you where you are right now is going to send another person to attack you from another place. Okay? He is just going to keep sending monitoring spirits to let them know everywhere you show up. And so you can be attacked. All right. And it don't stop. I mean, you may get a reprieve. You may get a break. But until you get to heaven, as long as you're anointed, you're going to be a target. Okay. And that's not something to give the devil a license to abuse you. No, you don't take that crap. But don't think because now God has anointed you with the healing power of God that now all the pastors are going to let you just come on into their pulpit. You are an enemy of religion now. The people with the positions. That means the priests, the deacons, the pastors. They don't like the people with the power. Okay? Remember when Jesus would go into the synagogue and he would heal people? The scribes and the Pharisees, they plotted to kill him. Okay? How am I going to your church and you're plotting to kill me? Now, church is kind of null and void right now. But this is a time when your anointing is getting developed. I don't know who you got to live with. I don't know what situation and circumstances you are in. You may have to go move and go be with somebody else, but But God is going to use whatever situation he puts you in to get you ready. There's a whole lot of people who have left. And basically, you have to start over in the school of persecution. Now, persecution and abuse, they may look similar, but they're not, okay? You can have favor with God and go places and people just give you stuff and everything, but then you can be persecuted by your own family, persecuted by your relatives, persecuted by the people closest to you, the people who you think are supposed to be your friends, your, you know, old buddies. You can be persecuted by people in social media. You understand? So, this is my point here. Do you really want to be anointed? Or do you just want to be an average Joe Christian? Where basically, you just bow down and let the devil walk all over you. Or pretend that you comply. And I don't know. I don't understand. But the minute you start trying to step out and move in your anointing, you're going to get some enemies. You're going to get some looks. Then they're going to make a plot to come against that power of God on your life. So you can hide your little light under a bushel, or you can take your light out and start using it. So I'm going to stop right there. God wants to anoint you, but you have to learn to stay in position until he tells you to move. God bless you. And good night.